Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Encounter. Welcome to this daily prophetic feast. Let it be your lifestyle to have a quiet time with God. First thing as you wake up daily, wherever you are, you may need to set your alarm clock to wake you up 30 minutes before your normal waking up so you can utilize and use it. Your world will just turn around. Welcome also to Sunday, the 10th day in November 2024. As the sun shines and the wind blows these days, may it put God's shine on you. Now open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen. I receive it. I lift up my hands in faith, pointing to your direction wherever you may be. I prophesy good health, marital peace, fruitfulness, prosperity, and continuous triumph in the name of Jesus. You shall enjoy them all. Your life will enjoy divine attention. You shall be highly favored. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you." I say over your life, one more time, you shall shine for all to see. God will put his shine on you. Same grace will spread to your children, your spouse, and everything that has your name on it. You are going to shine for all to see. Say, "I will shine." Say that to yourself again. Say, "I will shine for all to see." Now let's do this. If you have your phone, after this prayer, put on the touchlight icon and shine the light directly on yourself, on your head, on your body, and all over you. Do so for your children if they are around you there, or point the light to their photographs, any of their clothing materials in the house. Light will shine on you and shine on your children. Everyone going to service today, God will reach out to you there in the service through his word and his power. Those that will not be in service, wherever you are, God's divine hand will locate you and also bless you. Then this year is gradually running to an end. You shall end this year with all the good things that God scheduled for this year for you. There shall be no carryover of any of your blessings, both for you and your family. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, it is well with you. November 10, born people, receive your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. Expect surprise gifts and blessings today. The Lord will increase you. You will shine, increase your strength and your anointing in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. As I said the other day, we will extend the question and answer week by 1 week. Instead of ending it today, which is 14 days, let's extend it by one more week before going into Testimonies Week next Monday. There are so many questions and issues here, and I know most of the listeners, you also like the Insightful Teachings Week. So let's extend it for next 1 week. If you have questions and situations, send it in. We will use it to do a teaching that will bless you and every other listener. First one for teachings today. I'm having an issue with my relationship and I don't know what else to do. I'm this kind of a lady that loves people around me, most especially those who have been helpful to me in one way or another. It is hard for me to distance myself from them, but my husband is overprotective. He is not comfortable with me relating with everyone as I am doing. I don't know what else to do. I need your advice, sir. Wow, a case of an extrovert bonded together in marriage with an introvert. You are a people person, but he does not want to see people around you and the family. Wow, you should have seen that temperament in him during courtship and before marriage and discuss it to know whether you are going to continue with the relationship or not. As I keep saying, people don't suddenly become who they are from the wedding date. No, their characters have been formed, male or female, before that wedding day already. But in ignorance, we just go ahead and match those that are not really matching up. But as it is now, you need wisdom So you don't put fire in your marriage. You don't ignite a fire. It may not be easy, but my counsel is that please abide with who he is now. You have already married him. Then gradually, prayerfully, and hopefully, he too will change. Is he on this platform? Is he also a TPGF members? I have asked all couples, connect your partner. Encourage him to get the link. Connect him to listen to what we share here daily. The word of God and the anointing are game changers. He will soon change and become a people person like you, but you can't force it. So connect him to TPGF and prayerfully redirect his mind. It is well. Next, please, sir, I have a question. Is it wrong for someone to love everybody that one comes in contact with? Wow. The question is, it's not whether it is wrong. It is not possible. You can't love everyone that comes your way. You may like them, admire them, and honor them, respect them, but you can't get close to everyone you meet or everyone that may even want to get close to you. Relationship is divine. Let it be God-led and God-arranged. Many people, if not, you will give yourself out for too many people to exploit and to use and dump. Like or love all from a distance, but only one or two can you really be close with that you can truly know and trust and relate with closely, apart from your spouse and your parents, if they are still alive. Next, good afternoon, Big Daddy. More wisdom and knowledge in Jesus' name. TPGF members, there is no name you will not call this your daddy. He said, Big Daddy. Is that right? I am the one, Daddy, that sent a message that my wife is having affairs with a married man, extramarital affairs. And you counseled that I ought to have I ought not to have gone into marriage with erection dysfunctional challenge. She told me then that we should go on with the wedding, that in a matter of time, my health will be fine. And I believe it. That was why we did the wedding 2 years ago. She used to say then also that sex is not food. Daddy, please, can insulin injection cure the weak erection? Wow. So you both knew that you couldn't perform and you still went on with the wedding. This is a product of not having a married counselor before wedding. Or like they do in many churches where you have marriage counseling unit and that will take you through lessons and ask many questions to guide the would-be couples right. Now, this is a lesson for all singles going into courtship and marriage here. Submit yourself to a married counselor, a trusted and matured married counselor, or the married counseling committee in your church and answer all their questions. As for insulin injection to cure weak erection, I want medical officers on this platform and those that have the knowledge to help us out. I'm aware that insulin injection is for managing acute diabetic condition. Don't do self-medication. See a consultant doctor in this area of health challenge. With prayers, nothing shall be impossible. I feel seriously for you, seeing your wife flirting with another man and saying because you couldn't perform. Now, she too should also know that she agreed that you should go on. I counsel your wife to stop that extramarital affairs. She should stand by you in prayers and medication. She knew before coming into it. God shall surely intervene. Listeners, please, over to you. Let's give counsel and professional advice to our brother. We feel so much for you. God will intervene. Next, good morning, my intelligent daddy. All right. My husband borrowed some amount of money from my family. He paid part of it, but refused to pay the balance. My people could not ask him directly, so they asked me to help. Whenever I ask my husband, it will lead to serious quarrel. So I decided not to ask him again, but will be paying the money back from the family business without his knowledge. Am I doing the right thing, sir? Wow. Why should a man be borrowing money from his wife's family? Where is self-esteem? Where is pride as a man and husband of the home? I also know that that loan wouldn't have been possible without your own cooperation and knowledge and intervention. Then, how will you be removing such money from the family business and he will not know? And if he gets to know, that will lead to a bigger fight and a bigger problems. I recommend you go into serious warfare prayers, as we have taught us here, for God to touch his heart on this issue. Then you can prayerfully and respectfully raise it again after you have prayed and prayed through. Lessons here for everybody. Don't borrow money from your in-laws. In fact, don't borrow money from anybody at all. Those who live are borrowing, they go are sorrowing. Right? We'll do more tomorrow. Are we learning here? Now, forward this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Join us in our two Sunday services today via our YouTube and Facebook platforms, all at The Real Femi Emmanuel. 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service, Nigeria time. Watch live or watch later, but please don't miss it. Don't compromise your tithing, personal and corporate tithing. Then the battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 11-11-11, we are sacrificing this 11th month of the year. I have seen people sowing 11,111 naira, 11 kobo, 10,000, 5,000, 2,000, 111 naira, 11 kobo. All our listeners in diaspora all over the world use the PayPal account for dollars, euros, and Canadian dollar remittances, and the HSBC account for all of us in UK. Our assets and Zenith Bank are working better in Nigeria. So if you are trying to send and it's not going, keep at it until it goes through. Now send an SMS or a chat for information on our bank account to +234 809 789 4000. It will send you the commission's account. The Lord bless everyone who God is using to spread this good news all over the world. As you receive it daily, your anointing, your grace will be increasing. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great, great day. Bye.